Blog Talk Radio.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. So go ahead. Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on.
The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service.
I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious. It's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Making 8 Outreach and Making 8's very first Blog Talk Radio show. We are live and getting explosive about what God has done for us in this outreach. We're going to spend the next half hour letting you know a little bit about us, this outreach, and our goals that we have, which really are helping you to reach your goals. This site was started about a year ago in March of last year. I was laid up for about 3 weeks from a bull riding accident. And I was sitting around with nothing to do. I started to think of ways to make extra money. Lord knows we needed it. I wanted to do something that would do with helping other bull riders. I knew that in this new age, that online was the way to go. So I started looking there, trying to find ways that we might be helpful. I was pretty heavy into the Western chats online for some time, and with as many of them that there are out there, I really couldn't find any sites that would help us riders get up and down that road a little easier. This was the start of Making8.com. We really created this site as a very basic site, wanted to use it for chat rooms and to help promote ourselves. It was me and a couple bull riders. We decided that we were going to try to put this thing together. And really, you know, as time kind of slipped away, we just started growing a little distant and couldn't get the guys to really work with us like we wanted to. So we decided that what we were going to do is, just keep it as the chat room. In the back of my mind, we're always looking for ways to make money off this, though, and we wanted it to be a more of a second income. So started trying to get creative and think of a logo, something flashy that we could put on shirts and hats and maybe sell those. You know, as nice as this would be, I started to grow distant from the rodeo. You know, in this past year, things were getting real tough at home, and I was slipping into a pretty good depression. I felt my back was against the wall, and I really felt like I was alone with few options. You know, my debts grew, and my family grew, and so did my stress, and my depression in October was really strong, and I decided that we needed a drastic change. So what we did was we relocated to Clearwater, Florida. You know, I felt that that the family, you know, would be able to ease our stress by making this drastic move. This was real hard on all of us. You know, it didn't make things a whole lot easier, but, you know, we knew that we were on the right track. We got closer to family, and we knew we'd be easier to get back into the rodeo industry. And, you know, this whole time, I mean, for almost a year now, we really just kind of let the site just stand idle. You know, we really didn't work a whole lot with it. And, you know, with my back up against the wall like it was, I really felt like we needed to do something. And, you know, growing up in a Christian family, in a Christian home, I really felt like, you know, I needed to do what I could to turn things over. And with my back up against the wall like it was, I really felt like if I gave my situations back over to God, that he would take care of things. And so I started to pray. And as soon as I did, you know, I'll tell you, things started happening. And you know, this was really, really enlightening for us, you know, as a family. And we really grew strong. And you know, this site really turned into something. It's really opened up a lot of doors, and God has really, you know, utilized us to turn this site into something. Originally, we thought it was going to be more of a ministry, and then we realized that this was more of an outreach. You know, we want to reach out to not just the bull riders, but to anybody. You know, and we want to help you reach your goals, and that's what we're here for. You know, although our background and our history is fixed more to bull riding, because that's what I know. You know, we're here to help, and we've got so many people that are on this line with us, and you know, they have so many goals themselves, and they've achieved so many goals that they're going to be able to help in any way. You know, I've got a friend of mine that really called up and he said, I'm really having a hard time. I want to be a fisherman and you know, I want to be on the pro tours. And so we've worked with him and we're trying to help out, you know, each one of our friends first. And, you know, anybody that wants to reach out to us, you know, we're going to help you by helping you set up your profiles, you know, your portfolios to get, you know, to get sponsorships and to help make things a little bit easier for you. You know, I wrote a script out and was really kind of fixed on what I wanted to say out here today on our first show. And you know, I realized that, you know, you really can't do that in this industry and what we're trying to do here. So, you know, we're going to take a quick little break and let you listen to a little bit of music. And we're going to reflect on what we've talked about, and when we come back, you know, hopefully we'll get some callers on there, and that's what we're here for. If you'd like to call in and just tell us what you think, the number is 646-915-9940. That's 646-915-9940. We'll be right back. Yeah, I totally skipped over this.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is and is holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. it never wins. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant. With just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors, shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name, and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory.
We're back. Well, as we've just found out that, you know, we're still trying to work through the niches on this site, and, you know, we apologize. We're still able to, I guess you're still able to hear us once we start playing the music. So, you know, we're going to work on a few things. We're going to try to tune this thing up, and hopefully that you guys will understand that this is our first show. And, man, we're just here. We're really getting explosive, you know, and that's really what our slogan is at MakingAid.com is, you know, we want to get explosive about what we're doing in our lives. And, you know, God's really opened up that door for us, and he showed us some awesome things that, you know, with this outreach. And, you know, one of the things we're really wanting to do is we want to start a, you know, a one-on-one connection with the ones we have contact with, you know, whatever we do. And, you know, we want to make it personal. We want to be there as your friend. And, you know, we want to be there to help you and support you. You know, you always find that one guy, and the guys at the rodeos know what I'm talking about, you know, that's always getting up there no matter what. He may have just turned out on his bull and got bucked off on the first jump, you know, but he turns around and gets right back on those bucking chutes, and he gets out there and helps those guys and starts talking them through. He's always there to try to pump you up. Well, that's really what we're here for. You know, we want to be that guy, and we want to be those thoughts that are going through your head before those rodeos. You know, we want you to strap in. We want you to get explosive. But, you know, it's more than just the rodeos. It's, you know, when you go to work, you know, when you get up and go to work, we want you to think about, you know, what you've heard from us and, you know, some of the things that we, you know, that we're here to help you with. And, you know, we want you to really get explosive about that. You know, it's going to make you a better performer. And, you know, we're just here to motivate. And, you know, growing up my whole life, that's, you know, that's what I've been there for. It always seems like with all my friends, you know, I've always been the one to motivate. And, you know, as low as I've been in certain points, man, it's really hard for me to, you know, to do that sometimes. And I really question, you know, well why am I here, you know? And I know that working in the EMS field like I do, you know, I just know that, you know, that's what I'm supposed to be doing is out helping other people. And you know, that's what this site is really here to do. So, you know, we want you to utilize us. You know, call the number on the website. You know, check out the website, www.makina.com. You know, we want you to go through our MySpace. You know, leave messages if you want. You know, tell us what's going on with you. Tell us, you know, tell us how you're doing, you know, what your goals are. You know, we want to help you to achieve those the best way we can. You know, if we have to get online and we have to start making phone calls, try to help you out and get you where you want to go. You know, we want to be able to do that. We want to try to alleviate some of that pressure, you know, especially with, you know, the way things are today, you know, with the economy and things are really tough. You know, it's hard to find, you know, that those traveling partners, and it's hard to find those guys to get up and down the road with to cut expenses. And, you know, we want to work with you and try to help you to get that. But we want to put you with the right people. We don't want you to, you know, to get stuck, you know, going from Texas to Arkansas or Texas to Mississippi with a guy that you just don't really care for. And so we're, you know, we want to put you in contact, and we want to set you up with the right guys. You know, we really believe that this outreach is gonna be something really big. You know, we're just at the breaking ground. So what you're hearing today is really just the starting point of really what we're here for. And you know, we got a lot of things in store. You know, we're gonna be hopefully traveling out to these rodeos, and we're gonna be doing live live broadcasts from different rodeos all over. And, you know, we really hope that that you guys will help support this this outreach and what we're here for. You know, we created M80 just within the last couple of weeks. You know, we really felt like this is more of an outreach. And, you know, Making Aid Outreach, if you take the first letters, M80, we feel like that's you know, that's M80, and it's like a firecracker. You know, we want to get explosive. We want to get a grip on what we, you know, what our lives are about. Not just, you know, not just in the bull riding, but, you know, everything. You know, we want to get a grip on our lives, and in order to do that, we really feel like you need to get explosive. You know, you need to get motivated, and you need to get excited about what you're doing. And we feel like if you're doing something because you hate it, then you're not going to be good at it. And, you know, we really think that that we're going to have a lot of success with this. You know, we just ask you to bear with us and, you know, hang on. It's going to be a wild ride, you know. You know, we really, really have put a lot of work into this. And, you know, we really feel like, you know, this is going to turn into something really big. So, you know, we're going to go back and just play a couple more songs and, you know, going to watch that switchboard. You know, we hope that you guys want to call in and, you know, tell us what you think. Tell us what you think of the show. You know, we're here for that, and you know, we're gonna work with you, and we're here to take your calls and take your suggestions. We're also here to take any prayer requests you may have. You know, we want to get you guys out there. We want to get you guys excited about what you're doing. In return, it's gonna help us get excited about what we're doing. So, anyways, just sit back and listen to these tunes, and we'll be right back.
We're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitar and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along. Well, we flew through Cincinnati and we all got really happy. Grabbed a bowl of that skyline chili along the way. Then we rolled on into Canton, scared the hell out of Marilyn Manson, and the party started happening. Hey, hey, hey. And in the middle of a Charleston night, we ran into Jessica White, and a little moonshine got us right from smoking sand. And we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitar and sing you a country.
down in Greenville in the middle of a hayfield. But a Bud Light truck pulled up and helped us out. So we deadheaded up to Philly, partied down like real hillbillies, rocked the music mafia and rocked it out. Oh, and Chippewa's where we go when we're up in Buffalo. Don't you know those Yankees drink enough to drown? Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along, come along. That pinks and $15 drinks in San Antonio is a wild, wild rodeo. And in Phoenix, Arizona, we drank way too much Corona, and we woke up by the river in Jeff City, Mo. And we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet. If you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along. Yeah, yeah, we're coming to your city. We're gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, if you want a little thing in your zang zang, if you want a little thing in your tang tang, come along. Yeah, we're coming to your city.
All right, and we're back. We really want to thank you guys for tuning in today. It really means a lot to us. And, you know, like I said, we're just so excited. We're ready to get explosive about, you know, about our lives and about what we're doing. And we want to help you get explosive about yours. So, you know, we ask that you you think about it, you know, and tell some friends about it. You know, we want to help everybody. And, you know, it doesn't have to be your best friend. It doesn't have to be, you know, your rodeo partner. You know, just anybody who may need that helping hand, you know, we want to be there for. You know, we're not psychologists and we're not psychiatrists. And you know, we're not pastors. We're not ministers. You know, we're just fellow brothers that really want to help. You know, help you, you know, reach your goals. And, you know, that's what we're here for today. We really want to thank you guys for tuning in. And, you know, we hope you'll check out the site. You know, we want you to keep updated and you know, keep up with what's going on. Things are changing every day with our site and, you know, this whole outreach and what we're doing. So we really want you to check back with us. You know, we've got a guest book on our website. We've got a guest book on our MySpace. You know, go in and check those out. You know, we really want to help you guys, and we really want the feedback from you guys. And we've actually got a caller right now, so we're going to go ahead and take that caller. You know, not real sure where it's coming from, but we're going to check it out. Hey there, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shirley from Daytona Beach, and I just wanted to call and say that I think that what you guys are doing is an awesome thing, and that I'm proud of you guys for stepping out and doing what you're doing.
Hey, Shirley, I really appreciate that. It means a lot to us, you know, to get that feedback. And, you know, we're really excited about what we're doing. You know, like I said, this doesn't just pertain to the rodeos. It pertains to everywhere, you know, and every aspect of life. And that's what we're here to do is get you guys pumped up. And, you know, we hope that you'll continue to tune in with us. And, you know, we're going to get stronger at this. You know, like I said, this is our first show, and we definitely thank you for listening. So, you know, we're sort of running short on time. We got about 5 minutes left, and if there's any more callers out there, you can feel free to give us a call. But Shirley, we really thank you for calling, and you know, we're keep tuning in because you know, we're going to increase our shows, and we're going to increase the time of our shows, and hopefully that we're gonna really turn things on for the community out here, and let you guys understand that we're here to help.
Absolutely. Well, you guys keep it up, and I'll definitely be tuning back in with you.
All right. Thank you, Shirley.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Well, this is really wonderful. We've got taken our first caller, and we're really excited about what's going on with us, and about what we're doing here. We're going to continue to keep doing this, and don't think for one second that although this one here may be a little rocky for us, that we're done. We're going to keep coming back, and no matter what, we're not going to let go. We're not going to let go of our dreams, and we've got a lot of people that we're going to try to work and getting on this show. A lot of guests, a lot of bull riders. We really think this is going to be a strong point for us. And we're going to talk rodeo. We're going to talk life. We're going to talk a little bit about everything. And, like I said, hopefully it'll reach out to you. And, if it doesn't reach out to you, tell a friend. Maybe it'll reach out and touch them. So, like I said, we really want to thank you for tuning in. And, stay tuned with us. Keep updated. Listen to our shows. Check out our website. Keep up with our website. Give us some feedback. Tell us what you really want to hear. You can also email me at Scott Mesick. That's ScottMesick at makin8.com. makin8.com. Leave a message. Let us know what you really think about us and how we can better help you. We also want to thank Blog Talk Radio for making this happen for us. This has really been unbelievable. It's been unbelievable how we. How we came across this. It's really been God. There's no other way to put it. He's really opened the doors for us and allowed us to step into this. So we're excited about it, and we really want to thank Blog Talk Radio for making this happen for us. But most importantly, we really want to thank God for what He's done for us, and we're just grateful. And we're going to close in a little prayer, and we're going to play a little bit of music. We really want you to just sit back and reflect and just think about, those wonderful things that have happened, the things that have happened in your lives. And, we really want you to reflect on that. So, we're going to close this thing up with a little prayer. And like I said, we just really want you to truly reflect on the things that are going on in your lives. And we want you to get explosive. We want you to really get out there and get charged. So, Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for what you've given us. And we ask that you continue to bless each one of us as we travel down these roads, these rodeos, or just in this rodeo of life. Whether it be we're out going to work or going to see friends or, going to hang out, we ask that you really bless us. And we ask that you help us get explosive for you, get explosive for our lives. We know that if we get explosive for you, that you're going to help us get a grip on our lives, and that's what we're here for to do. And Lord, we just ask you to shine, to let us shine in your light. And we ask you to keep us safe and help us with our daily task. And we ask all these in your amazing name. Amen. Guys, we're really excited about this show. And, like I said, this has been a rough first one. I've never done anything like this before, and I was pretty nervous, I'll admit. Starting off, I really wanted to go off this script, but I really found out that that's not the way to do things, and we're coming from our heart. We have to that you'll come from yours, and like I said, continue to check us out and see what we have to do, and we just want to thank you for listening, and we ask that you check us out again, and everybody out there, just have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you guys next time, okay? Be blessed.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. Go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride, going hard out the chute like I'm jumping it.